Actually, I want to move on now and talk a little bit about PARP inhibitors.
Okay.
And nowadays, we're talking about PARP inhibitors not only in our GU meetings with prostate, our GI meetings with pancreas, and of course, we've been talking about it for a while with ovary and breast. So I want to sort of track the FDA status of olaparib, rucaparib, and niraparib, all related to the use of metastatic castration-resistant prostate cancer who progressed on prior treatment. So this all started in 2016 when olaparib was the first to get breakthrough designation. More recently, it was granted priority review for patients with homologous recombinant repair gene mutations based on the PROFOUND trial that you presented at ESMO last fall. In 2018, rucaparib received FDA breakthrough therapy designation for a patient with a BRCA1 and 2 mutation positive disease based on the phase 2 TRITON2 study. And it's also been recently granted priority review status for patients with BRCA1 and 2 mutations. And then finally, in 2019, niraparib, based on data from the phase 2 Galahad trial, received breakthrough designation for patients with BRCA1 and 2 mutated disease.